This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Those of us lucky enough to work remotely know well the benefits. Less time spent commuting, flexibility, shall we say, in scheduling, and yes, always the possibility of an increase in productivity. But some people are secretly taking those perks to the extreme, working more than one remote job at a time. Moonlighting, once upon a time, is what it was called. Today, it's called overemployment, and we don't really know how many people are doing it because between contract work and jobs that pay under the table, it's a tough phenomenon for the Labor Department to track. But there is a growing community of these workers talking online who say since the pandemic, working multiple jobs has gotten easier. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab talked to some of them about why they do it and how they pull it off.
Growing up, Molly was taught the classic idea of work ethic.
Get a job, work in the cubicle or wherever they assign you, work 120% and move up the corporate ladder.
Molly lives with her husband near Los Angeles and has four kids. She makes videos for employee onboarding, cybersecurity training, that kind of thing. And she says for most of her career, she subscribed to that idea of being loyal to your employer. That changed when she was laid off during the pandemic. She got a part-time job, and when she later landed a similar full-time job, her initial plan was to resign from job number one.
But then I stopped myself. I'm like, you know, the other job is pretty easy.
It was November 2020, and Molly decided, even though the hours overlapped, she could do both jobs for a while.
Why don't I just try to keep doing this and just have a better Christmas and surprise the kids and enjoy ourselves a little bit, and then after the New Year's, I'll quit.
Except she didn't quit. Molly is still working two jobs. I should say Molly is a pseudonym. And she's taking this risk because for the first time, she's making six figures. But it doesn't come easy. Molly has to be a sort of multitasking octopus. Each job has its own laptop, labeled with a bright post-it note. And when two Zoom meetings overlap, she turns the audio on and camera off for job number one, and audio off and camera on for job number two.
I'm following the cues of everybody else. If they're laughing and clapping, I'm doing the same. It's like being an actress.
There are online forums full of people sharing similar tips for how to make this work. Job two wants a meeting at the same time as job one. They say there's a family emergency. One company wants to put the person's photo on its staff webpage. They might say they can't. They have a stalker. Maybe you're giving these people some heavy side eye right now. Molly's aware, but she says she's protecting herself.
I don't trust companies any longer. Are they going to give me a promotion? Are they going to give me a raise? No, I found a way to give myself a raise.
Molly says she's taken charge of her own financial security. That's a big reason why people take on multiple jobs, says Brianna Kaza, a professor of management at the University of North Carolina, Greensboro.
And it allows people to have more control over what they're doing, when they're doing it, how they're doing it.
Still, Kaza thinks overemployment is about more than money. It also reflects a skepticism of capitalism and how much workers feel they owe their employers.
And I definitely see that as being very similar to this idea of quiet quitting.
Overemployment can be an attitude, a mentality, a lifestyle. Take Aaron, again, not his real name. He's a technical writer on the West Coast who's been overemployed on and off for the last 3 years.
It's like a game. They think you are the pawn, but you're making more money than your boss, and you feel like a gangster.
Aaron doesn't exactly advertise this to his friends, but the way he sees it, both companies profited from his work. So if people who are overemployed can complete everything they're asked to,
we can do what is in our right to make more money.
Working multiple jobs is legal, though contracts often have non-compete clauses, and going against them could be grounds for termination. That's not how the end of Aaron's overemployment story goes. He's only working one job now, after getting an offer he couldn't turn down.
It's only one job, but it's equivalent to three jobs. The only time I have is to shower, eat, and sleep. There's no other time.
He says he might go back to working two less demanding jobs someday. Life was actually easier when he was overemployed. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.